Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Roleplay a Swan Song. Did last week even count as a week?
Do it, yeah. JP. Call
it's
it point
the,
five,
it's the week
dog.
You piss blood, though. Point I five. Mean, that's, that'll be a week. No,
should I?
Every week from here on out is point five until we have a, you know, another event.
Yep.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
It's not a bad idea. I think we're like 31. Was last week 30?
Yeah, I think so.
This
last
week 31. Was
30.
I'm looking. I don't trust you guys. 30.
It's in my notes. This is, yeah.
Shut up, Adam. It's not like you DM'd this or anything.
No, I know. Seriously.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Well, enjoy your prostate cancer, Higgs.
I got it. We got it.
You had to go. I'm taking notes, Adam.
Prostate cancer.
There you go. It's in the
Shit.
Rule book. It's in there.
Yeah. I just realized my lights weren't on. I'm sorry. God.
Just get out of here, we.
I'm fucking. Well, you couldn't see me anyway, man.
Yeah, we could. What are you talking about? The sun is there, Wheat.
Oh, yeah.
It's creating. I don't even use lights anymore for my broadcast. Fuck that shit.
Yeah.
I just live in the darkness. Also, I've kind of like this weird pan going on right now. It's odd.
It's way too bright in my apartment.
There you go.
It's terrible.
Let's turn it off. We're not going to talk about anything for 30 minutes, guys. We're just going to sit here in complete silence.
No, I want to continue my conversation that we were just having pre-show.
All right, bring it up. Let's go.
Yeah. So I think I brought it up on this show last week, and here it is, broken record time. But so I've been reading that Stormlight Archives, and I was reading it on Friday, and I got through this really just amazing part. That, you know, all, just like it shows you these glimpses of how fucking dope, you know, all this shit's going to be. And I got on Twitter and I was like, am I a fucking literary noob or is this book actually that fucking awesome?
And like, those things aren't mutually exclusive, by the way. You could still be a literary noob.
Can't it be both?
You're right. You're absolutely right. But like my thought was is like. Right, the idea was maybe there's so much more that I'm missing out on and I'm just not taking advantage of it, or was this book goddamn amazing? So if you did that, like let's just say comparatively, you took, say, you know, a game that like everyone loves, the fucking The Last of Us. If I tweeted like the same thing in that context, there'd be someone who would be like, "Nah, like, didn't like the pacing." The
yeah,
fucking
they'd come
story.
Out of the woodwork, man. No,
yeah,
the last
you know,
of us, yeah. Yeah.
So, I got like at least 70 to 80 tweets back, and I learned two things. The author, Brandon Sanderson, is from Lincoln, Nebraska, which kind of blew me away.
Oh God.
And number two is that there was not a single you guys fucking. This is bending the laws of internet physics. There was not a single person who didn't say, yep, it's actually that good, or some variation of that. Not a single person said, nah, that shit's overrated. You need to read this stuff instead. I mean, people were all over like, oh, if you like that, read this other shit he did. But
are you sure, DJ Wheat? Not a single one?
You want to go back? Look at it.
Check your Twitter right now. Check your Twitter right now, Tom.
Prior to the airing of this show... Not a single person, especially Jeff Robinson or JP McDaniel.
You did it too, JP?
I saw you did it, just didn't run
in
away.
Fact, oh, okay. All right. In fact, according to my Twitter, no, in control B.
Man, now the numbers are stacking up if you look.
Yep.
Oh, I'm sure they are. You know
but
what?
JP,
I hope,
didn't go
I
back
hope
to the
that
original
people...
Tweet.
People love this book so much, they're going to come back at you and be like, no, fuck you guys. Like, I thought you were my internet friend. Your show sucks. Your show sucks. These books don't suck.
Does anybody else, the second you said the guy's from Nebraska, just go, God, what a terrible author. Is that, did anyone else?
Hey, you know, fun fact.
You know, Sanderson.
Where's
like,
he?
I enjoyed the Mistborn series. Have you read Mistborn?
No, but everyone says...
I enjoyed it, but I also feel like Mistborn was a little bit overrated. So now
I mean,
I'm really
this,
curious
this coming,
about the Stormlight.
This coming from the guy who likes Mazalin Book of the Fallen, though, so...
True.
Speaking of overrated fantasy novels.
I love Mazalin Book of the Fallen.
I know, I'm just saying you might not be the best judge of good fantasy novels.
No,
all.
You are so wrong. My list of good taste in fantasy novels includes Kujel's Saga, I'll have you know.
That's true. That's fair.
What's the Black Company one or whatever it's called?
Glenn Cook. Yeah.
Black yeah.
Company. Isn't it just that the Black Company?
That was my experience with you, Adam, where it was like everyone's like, Jesus, this is such a good book. It's so good. And I read it and I was like, I'm bored out of my fucking mind and this doesn't make any sense. Oh, there's people riding around on carpets and shit. I was like, is this Aladdin? What's going on here?
Black Company is a weird book. It's very, very weird.
The Limper. He was a super badass. Had a house fall on him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, 30 seconds. Sell me on the book. Go.
Dude, everyone. Okay, I'm going to sell you on this one thing.
30 seconds. You're already wasting time.
In the book, something called a soul shard. They're these soul bearers.
So they stole from Diablo.
Oh, Terry
In order to summon them into, in order to make them materialize, it takes 10 heartbeats to happen. And there are these fucking pages where, like, they count the heartbeats and all the shit that happens in between. And it's just like, this is fucking awesome! Like, God!
Yeah, that sounds like Brandon Sanderson. It sounds like what the sort of thing he'd do.
It's sweet. But you know what? 10 heartbeats. The crazy thing is the chapters or the series sections of the book, they like tell you ahead of time who all the chapters are going to be about. And right now, I have no fucking idea like where, like this, it's way bigger than even they're letting on to. And it's like, I have no idea where it fucking goes, but I just can't stop turning the pages going, will it go?
When does the movie or TV show come out?
Yeah.
You know what? It'll fucking happen.
I know. That's why I'm
wait, because it's a television show in my fucking head. It's written that way. It's amazing.
I was excited, but then we said the exciting thing that he wants to sell it with is that there's heartbeats in it, and then that's when things happen.
Entire pages. He's counting like heartbeats.
Your Twilight. Fucking
lead fantasy novella mind can't understand. Think about 10 heartbeats, and think about the time beat or the time. And 10, that's fine. You take that. You can understand the words coming out of my mouth anyway. You take the time that 10 heartbeats takes, and then you also compare that. Are you in a calm situation? Are you in an intense situation? And like how 10 heartbeats can be a lot longer than you think. And it's just fucking amazing. And what happens? And it's never like, well, these thousand things, that was like 5 minutes, not fucking 10 heartbeats, but it is. And I fucking love it. So.
Man, I feel like in an intense situation, 10 heartbeats is like 3 seconds.
I would just want to be the guy that can like slow your heart down really like a long time so you have like for it. I'm just like being a PC in this imaginary space.
Is this on Kindle Week?
Sorry, wait, I had to take a phone call. You were saying something about some fucking horrible bugs.
Paid their respects because they were like, Jeff wouldn't understand where we was. It's like,
you guys want to know the Harry. And literary nuclear bomb that's coming down. They found a Dr. Seuss book, man. That's coming out soon.
Found a new one?
Yeah.
Like, while we were cleaning out
some, like, Seuss Apocrypha? Sweet.
They're digging through his dusty old loins or some shit, and a fucking Seuss book came out. I don't know.
Dusty old loins? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Is it supposed to rhyme? Not everything rhymes in Dr. Seuss, Steven.
But loins?
Yeah. Loins, man. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, how big do you think this book will be?
The Dr. Seuss one?
Probably 16 huge. Pages?
No, I mean... Fucking...
It'll be incredibly popular. The Seuss estate will make shit tons of money.
Wheat. Listen. No matter how big and no matter how small, a book is a book and we love them all.
Mm. That's the new book.
It explains so much, you guys, about Steven. It really does. It really does. I like how the show is starting tonight. This is fantastic.
Why is the Stormlight Archive? Yes, that's the name of the book. Why is it $48 on Audible? What?
Because I'll tell you why.
Audiobooks are expensive as shit.
Because it is read at 5.1 surround sound.
You know what? This kind of is actually connected, but you know that Jack in the Box commercial where the guy's selling a chicken McNugget for like $1 million and they go, "What are you doing?" He's like, "Well, I only have to sell one." Amazon, if you're not looking, they do that shit with books. They'll be like a book, $9.95, $12.95. Used $976. And I'm like,
well,
what?
That's not Amazon. That's the resellers, yeah.
Well,
That happened to me. I was buying someone a comic book, the Preacher series or whatever, and like one of them was like...
Or whatever.
Four is rare, I think is what it was. The fourth one. And it was like $300 for the fourth volume.
So far, we've knocked out
mine, then.
A couple of the geek license holders here, or previous JP, of course, with his Preacher or whatever. And Jeff with his
You're biased on that one, though. Like... You love Preacher more, I think, than you love almost anything, except maybe vaping. Everything else, though.
It's a big
vape.
Vaping, Preacher.
Everything else. Vapor.
I mean, it does have three of the best characters in comic books, so...
Three, Stormlight Archives.
Yeah. Weed's third favorite thing.
Oh, shit, it's a thousand-page
book. The secret MVP of this whole conversation, by the way, is this is the hardest Steven's gone on a troll that I've ever seen, I think. And he's not getting any attention for it. Every comment. Don't expect it from the nice guy over in Quebec. Wait, right, what? Now, but it's there.
What does X-ray mean for... why does the product details of this book have a detail called X-ray and that it's enabled?
X-ray is a Kindle feature, I think, where you can like click on the name. You can like poke the name of a person and it gives you the little bio so that when you're reading like... George R. R. Martin. Yeah, so when you're reading like the fourth book of Game of Thrones and you haven't read the third one in a year, you can be like, who the fuck is John Mandalay again?
That's pretty sick.
Click in and tells
you. Yeah, next level, JP.
That's pretty
Get
cool.
on that shit.
It's a yes, multimedia experience.
Yeah.
What's the... hold on. I'm just going to read the number one most epic book on Amazon entitled The Banished of Merwood.
Yeah.
What is this?
It's great.
Covenant of Merwood, book one. Have you actually
read
this before?
The author is from Iowa, actually, another really boring state.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff Whelan. Why is this number one? It's got to be good.
I'm going to get Wheat to just jump through the internet and choke me. Choke slam me into the floor.
I mean, you know, you guys know how to push my buttons. I ain't got no excuse for being passionate about what I'm passionate about, man. I'll fight to the end, dude. Brandon Sanderson, we crashed your fucking site. Yeah.
Did we?
Upgrade that shit.
What's his website?
BrandonSanderson.com.
It's interesting to me how many authors can be very successful, but then, like, social media-wise, you would just kind of assume... they'd have a bigger following than they do, and then you look and you're like, oh,
of course
Jesus.
Not.
George R. R. Martin uses LiveJournal as his primary means of connecting to his fans.
Man, Brandon Sanderson's got 86,000 Twitter followers.
That's a lot for an author.
There you go. He's actually...
you're like, you're either a middling guy, or you're Stephen King with like 9 billion.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
J.K. Rowling has a lot too, right?
Yeah.
I would think she probably has the most, right?
Probably.
Yeah. What about the girl that wrote Twilight? I bet you she has a lot.
I don't know what the highest followed author is, but yeah, that's probably a safe bet. Or like the 50 Shades of Grey author.
Highest.
It's the like worst drivel you can think of, and that's probably...
I saw it on my mom's fucking dresser, and just, my heart sank so far.
Did you watch the movie yet?
No.
I haven't watched it yet.
I should, though. You know what? Let's wait till we're together, though, JP. Let's get fucking smashed and watch 50 Shades of Grey. And just whatever
there's
happens.
Only one, there's only one way that night can end up.
Wow. That'd be intense.
I think we've talked about doing that on show before. Neil Gaiman has 1.8 million.
There you go.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Who's Neil Gaiman?
He did Sandman and
what?
Stuff like
Shut
that.
Up.
You might actually kill Weed. Right.
Revoked.
Yeah.
He's a
nerd card. Hand
revoked.
It over.
Comic book writer?
Neil Gaiman is a guy who wrote a really good comic book with terrible art. He wrote a couple of okay books and now is just coasting forever on the fact that he's quirky and British.
Wait, who is Paul Coelho?
That sounds like all British, though, isn't
who
it?
Who is Paul Coelho? Or Coelho?
Co-Carnage?
Oh,
he's got 7.3 million followers.
Yeah, but see, he's like a real author and not like a fantasy or sci-fi author.
Oh.
Okay. He's like a literature guy.
Got literature it. Guys get more.
Wait, is that with the quotes? Is that like not your definition, right, of real author?
No, yeah, no. Like I'm being sarcastic, but he's like a more broadly known author than just like
Stephen
nerds.
Fry's got 5.6, but he's not really an author. It's
he's
like
a
his main
media
thing.
Personality.
Yeah, I'm just going
Adam's
through the top ten.
Still stand.
Oh my
Dean
god!
Dean Koontz probably has a lot.
I want to read.
Doesn't like Dean Koontz.
I want to read whoever. Whatever book this guy... I'm just going to show this on stream. Fuck it. Whatever book this guy writes, I'm in. I'm in just from the look. 100% in because
oh, shit,
he looks
yes.
like that.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
He just looks like a boss. Like he could write a book.
Even his eyes have just a little bit of lavender in them.
God, he's probably British too.
The number one ladies detective agency.
He's the author of the number one ladies detective agency, the Sunday Philosophy Club, and the 44 Scotland Streets, of course. Yeah.
Those British people love their books.
That guy's badass. Hey, so I got 12 minutes to kill. What do you guys want to talk about next? I've completely removed talking to individuals.
It's good.
Now I'm just talking about whatever. I talk to you guys too much every week.
This is good. Let's get Wheat's Jimmy's wrestled next week too.
Is there anything else? Does someone want to say Rocket League sucks? Because that might get me good right now.
You know what?
Next week, Yoshi sucks.
Rocket League sucks.
wait, JP, let me ask you a question.
Do it.
How many episodes of fucking Under the Dome did you watch?
Dude,
Under the Dome sucks.
I watched one, and Wheat, I felt like I was watching a TV show from the 90s. And it's not because...
No, I'm intrigued.
Look, yeah, I'm intrigued.
You watched it, right? You said it exactly what you said. Yes. So now think, that was the number one show on television last week.
How is that possible? Do the effects get better? That's what I'm talking about.
I mean, there's a lot more.
The scene where he like turned the first episode. There's a moment, and this is not even pivotal to the plot.
Come on, the fucking cow getting sliced in half.
No, that's what I'm talking about. When the cow got sliced in half.
They show that in the intro scene every fucking episode. They show the cow getting cut in half.
That was stupid.
I could draw it right now.
And then when the guy is driving on the road and the cops pass, and he turns to look at the cops, and then when he like turns around after he's safe, there's something in front of him like split second afterwards, and he crashes into that, and that's how they develop the plot for the thing to come down. It slices the cow. You know what I'm talking about? You remember that?
Yeah.
That was just terrible.
What is the show about?
It's August. That's how
it's a dome that drops down over a town, right?
Yeah, it's about this like weird
Stephen King novel.
Have you ever seen the Simpsons movie? Yeah, it's about the Simpsons movie.
But see, that came out after Under the Dome. Interestingly enough, another piece of literature that came out before Under the Dome is by the Luna Brothers called Girls, that is a graphic novel that is also fucking amazing. But there are so many comparisons between the two that I actually had to go look up because I was like, who the fuck is Robin Who here?
Oh.
And yeah, amazing.
I don't know.
I want to know. Books aside, JP, I want to know about those jeans you got.
Oh yeah,
we never talked about
that. Oh, I'm wearing them right now.
Oh,
I'm wearing them. Hold on, you guys.
The sweatpants.
I don't know about your jeggings.
Oh no.
Let me turn on some lights here.
I'm gonna be 30 seconds behind, but I can't wait to see this.
I gotta like open my. No, go to your Skype, dude.
Ow, we get it modeling.
Look at that. Those look flexible, JP.
Look at this stretch.
You guys see JP in Skype? I don't see him in Skype.
They look like real. They look like real jeans.
Look at him flex.
Yeah, I'm convinced.
Oh, they're incredible. I've been wearing them for 6 days. I haven't showered. It's fucking amazing.
They do look nice, actually.
Yeah, they're great. They're fantastic.
How much did you pay, to be honest?
$50 for these, and then I got a second pair for half off. American Eagles.
Not bad at all.
Yeah, it's American Eagle, so if you're okay wearing American Eagle. But.
Oh, yeah. It's...
Yeah. But they're great, man. They're fantastic.
Okay.
And I talked Gassy Mexican into buying some. I talked Man vs. Game, I think, into buying some. We're basically going
all of the people who need to come back to the West marches.
Paragons of fashion.
We're taking the world over. We're taking back the leggings from the women. They just went too crazy with them.
I love how it doesn't matter like how you dress or what you look like or what you do or say you like. Someone somewhere is going to be like, you fucking hipster. Like, it doesn't matter.
Wait.
You can walk onto the stream wearing like waders and like a rain hat and somebody like fucking hipster. You know,
Adam, show of hands for people who are surprised Adam has this. I think that's just, it doesn't bother me.
It's just funny.
Adam, oh, yeah, it doesn't bother you.
Hang on. If we're talking about
the
awesome
inconvenient
and,
truth
and,
here, Adam, is that people just say that because they're talking about you.
someone just said you were a hipster, JP, for having those pants.
Yeah, but really,
it's directed at you because they saw you
and thought that it said JP below.
I understand.
Have y'all seen, speaking of interesting clothing trends that are probably hipster, have y'all seen lingerie for men?
Get the fuck out of here.
Why do,
God
here,
damn
I'm going to link
yep,
it.
I'm with you. Fucking
here we go.
What is that?
Take a look, boys. Jesus. Feast your eyes.
Can I show this on Twitch?
I don't know. You should take a look and see.
Well, does it have topless people?
It has topless men, and you can sometimes see butt.
Wait, what? Why the fuck? Oh, this is what Strippin' was wearing a couple weeks ago.
Right, yeah. There you go, right? It's just Strippin' wear. Should I drop it in chat?
I don't care.
All right, here we go. Everybody look.
The jumper. The jumper is incredible.
Like, I actually legit, like, I think some of this stuff looks good. I'm like, damn.
It only looks good on, like, very specific types of people.
Yeah, right? That's the thing about lingerie, right? You always have to find the lingerie that supports your body type. Always. Yeah. Huh. It's a problem women have faced for centuries, men, and now we too get to feel it.
Yeah.
Are you more of a banana hammock guy? Are you the lacy booty shorts kind of guy?
I would be the first host to admittedly be like, yo, this shit is whack. I don't fucking need any of this.
Yeah, like, I'm kind of there with you.
I mean, frankly, like, I'm not that picky when it comes to, you know, undergarments.
That's
not for you.
All right. Obviously, I'm just letting.
No, I don't mean like. I don't mean like it's not for. You're not the target audience. I mean, buying it and wearing it is not about whether you like it or are comfortable in it, my friend.
Yep. I gotta say, I'm pretty sure that what my wife would just prefer, I wear nothing versus something like that. And to second that, I don't know how loud her laughter would actually be. That's the funny thing, right? Is that, like, in every guy's head, they're like, oh, shit. But then
Here's
the reality. In every guy's head, they think, if I put this on, my wife would laugh the shit out of me.
Jeff, probably.
Anna would laugh. She's the kind of girl that would
tell
like that.
Every one of her goddamn friends, every single fucking one of them, Jeff, would know how. In fact, they fucking leak pics, man, and be like so proud of that shit.
Check out my hubby. Buns,
she would be able to stop laughing. Like, that would be an anti-sex garment because she would just be laughing.
Anti-sex garment.
To give you an idea of what kind of guy.
That's in my new band.
When I show up to weddings, I get like
writing that down.
Anxiety sickness from the idea of dancing. I hate dancing so much. So the idea of wearing literally a like onesie silk light blue jumper thing is just like crushing my soul. But the worst part about it is I know 100% Anna would like break down and cry of happiness and be like,
she would totally dig it.
And it's not about the outfit, it's that I would do it for her,
it's about making your body sexy for your partner.
And it breaks me up knowing that I'll never do that for her. You know what I mean? Just like
sorry, honey.
It's using like a weird transference thing where it's like the exact kind of garment that we would use to make a woman's body look sexy. If we just put it on a dude, it does the same thing. But the way that like men's bodies get sexualized is not the same, so it doesn't really work. That's why it's funny, right? That's why when you see it, you're like, that's kind of funny because it's a juxtaposition without thinking about the product that's in the underpants. Totally ridiculous. There's lots of ways to make like man bodies look hot, but that I don't think is necessarily the like main jam. Like I think the audience is probably not like straight dudes trying to like impress their wives. I'm just gonna put that out there.
I feel like lingerie is simply another layer that has to be removed. So why?
Many people don't like unwrapping their presents.
True. It is funny.
Yeah.
Anna has like 30 different outfits of lingerie, and I've seen like 3 of them, and then they last like 2 seconds, which is like, I think, what they're supposed to do. That looks amazing. Get it off. No, but don't I look pretty? Shut up.
It's something where it's like I don't quite get the concept of like, yes, it looks great, get it off. Like, that's you've created a garment that has been made to get off as quickly as possible. But I guess there are a ton of women that just like to wear lingerie under. I don't know.
It
makes you feel like a badass, right? Because you're like, look at how fucking sexy I am.
Yeah.
Weird shit, man.
It's psychological, right? Like, weird shit. The whole purpose.
In my next lifetime, maybe I'll get it.
Do you know what the largest erotic organ is?
The butthole?
It's the brain.
Maybe on you, Steven.
For the starfish.
Adam.
I saw what you were trying to do there, but I had to. I'm sorry.
I'm trying to make a serious comment here. I know.
You showed us pictures. Never mind. The one.
Hang on. Let's just. No.
The guy laying back.
I'm just reading the chat, and like every once in a while, someone who's come from the front page just types, "What the fuck is this show about?"
Oh my god! Like I'm actually dumber having watched this.
Well, no, they just don't understand what it's like. It's called Roleplay Swan Song, and all we've done is talked about authors, men's leggings, and now we're talking about lingerie for men. The uses
honest,
of lingerie.
Honest, of the role plays. Yeah, this one's a little confusing, but had they turned in and there's four guys and a girl in maid outfits. That one.
No, that's not confusing, Jeff.
That made more sense to people. People would have been like, oh, okay,
pretty straightforward.
People tuned in and was like, hey, no, they're in fucking maid outfits and they're role playing, of course.
Except for that one asshole.
That's true. One guy didn't dress up. That's right.
Can I tell a really quick story? So you know, like, there's a lot of people around the Twitch office that have Swan Song shirts.
Yeah, I know.
Right? Awesome. And so, like, but I always give them shit. I'm like, oh my god, what'd you think of last week? And when they can't fucking tell me, I'm like, you should take that fucking shirt
off. Dude, that's what I've told Soma and Aurelian now, because they both have it and they've never watched the fucking show.
Yeah. Brutal. Fuck them. So anyway, there's one guy who's allowed to, and his new nickname is Swan Song.
Nice.
Because his name is Andy Swanson, and he calls it his shirt. And he's like, well, this is the shirt I printed, but they spelled my name wrong. You see, it's supposed to be Swanson, but they added a G there. I'm like, okay, you're cool.
Oh.
So Andy wears it, right? Because Swanson is last name, and, you know, so I call him Swanson.
These are paid customers is what – I thought you were talking about hoodies, and I was
Andy fucking bought it. Andy, I know. He straight up bought.
That's what
shirt.
I was saying. If they have a
These
shirt, then they probably
posers,
bought it.
Posers, man.
I know.
Yeah.
Aurelian and Soma posers as well.
John, Soma, Aurelian. There's one guy, Tom. He watches Swan Song. Fucking
boom. Got him.
Boom.
Wait, KB Mod
to you, Tom.
Caitlin had a Swan Song shirt. You guys probably just said it, but yeah, she watches.
Yeah, she wears it.
Yep.
She wears it. Well, she's also wearing a. She has a bomb throat, but she's on that show, so of course she does. But yeah. I guess I'll be wearing my Swan Song hoodie next week at PAX. I forgot about that.
Ah, you bastard.
I got to bring that.
His prototype, his pride and joy.
Wheat's got one.
I'll wear one, too. Well, we'll be like, and we'll just fucking sit on the side with these
Wheat's like king of the old boys club. I expected it from him, you know what I mean?
You're right, I am. And you know what? Before I used to defend that, and I would have said, I am not. But you know what? Now I'm fuck it. I am. I am the fucking president of the old boys club, man.
Oh. I'm VP at least, or something.
His heart rate's dropping down. Who can save this man? Clear the way. I know just how to rustle his jimmies. DJ, wait. Fucking old boys club member. Vapes are for shit. Classic cigarettes are the best. It's like,
everywhere.
Where is he?
The best. I think. Jesus like, Christ. If we had like a picture of some dude in lingerie smoking a cigarette, I'm like. Burning a copy of Preacher.
Yeah, but he's got to have like a YouTube gaming tattoo.
Oh, also, God.
We're good.
Nice.
Oh, my God. I love
it. So, today on the roast of DJ Wheat.
It's beautiful.
True. By the way, last question. Jeff, are you going to PAX? Did you confirm or deny? Or don't know?
Actually, unfortunately, no.
Okay. All right.
Damn.
All right. Had to ask because I wasn't sure.
I fucking thought for certain you were going to go to PAX and just walk around with your fucking Titan, which, by the way, is that it behind you? Like,
no.
Wait, do you have it?
I haven't gotten to see it. What is up?
Tragedy, guys. I had it. But then my artist said that he could take it right away, so I handed it off. So the next time you see it, it'll be in its final butterfly mode.
Oh, he's painting
this,
it.
This is vapor figure.
What?
Like vaporware, but vapor for fucking figures. Vapor figure is what this thing
it
is. I don't
exist.
Know if it exists, you guys.
It's amazing. No, I've been worshiping it and staring at it. I'm going to upload a video tonight, I think, of me just talking about it. It's a stupid video, but it shows the World Titan. And It's funny because I got it. And I was like, just like, oh, I love you. And then the next day I had to leave for a trip. And then I come back and he's like, yeah, I'll take it now. I was like, okay. So I put it in the back of my car and hauled it away. And Anna, too, she likes this story because this is one of those ones where she's so right and I'm so wrong.
Mm-hmm.
We put it in the back seat. It's super heavy. It's 24 inches tall, 50 pounds. I like leaned it back. But it's got all kinds of details and shit poking off it. So I didn't really want to secure it too much. And she's like, do you want to buckle it in or should we strap it? I was like, honey, it's like one of those classic, like, set yourself up for absolute failure. I'm like, honey, come on. Like, I'm going to drive really carefully. It's fine. It won't do anything. The whole drive, it's totally awesome. I'm just like, meh, meh, meh. We get to the guy's house, like, literally within 20 feet. I tap the brake. And this fucking thing doesn't do anything half-assed. It doesn't just, like, fall forward. It just, like, it's like a metal Titan back there. Like, yeah, yeah. Stamps down, shatters. There's, like, shit falling everywhere. And I'm like, oh, God! And then I put it all together. Nothing's broken because it's really, really well made, and it's either magnetized or whatever, so it was fine. But I put it all together. I pick it up, go, and then boom on the ground. I'm like, no!
Did you really drop it?
Yeah, I partially dropped it, catched it, but things falling off kind of thing.
Jesus.
Did you like Christ. Put it all back together and then like body slam it? Like, oh no! Oh my God!
Oh, rough.
Iteration. But I did get back in the car and you know, it's fine. And I said to Anna, I was like, man, I wish you would have recommended securing that thing or something. Like, I don't know where you were on that one.
that's what GMs call showing signs of an encroaching threat.
There you go.
Shit's going to happen.
There you go. What happened last week on the episode? I was not here mentally. I don't even remember anything. I was actually gone for a good part of the show.
Piani had some back alley surgery.
Okay, I remember that.
And
I asked you to send a message to someone to ask them something.
That's good.
It was to the person yeah. that did the surgery, to the some officials in
right.
authority.
Yeah. Let me pull up my sheet.
The cops took his research as part of a
Yeah.
ongoing investigation.
Yeah, Dr. Ranjit Singh's SciTech research has been stolen unfairly by the Vinaya Planetary Authority. So I asked you to do the Higgins and get it back for us.
Did that. And then why does Wheat have a song called The Peony Man on my fucking subreddit? What is that about?
It's just a really terrible pun on the title from the post from the last week, because the doctor's name was Singh and there's a song. It's a better joke in writing. Never mind.
Oh.
Okay. You've never heard The Piano Man?
The piano man?
No,
yes.
I read it from beginning to end, and I was just like, what the
fuck? You got to listen to the song.
But you know the song,
the
right?
What is going on? Yeah, no, I know
Billy
the
Joel,
yeah,
Piano
know the
Man.
Piano
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Of course. That's why I read it, because it was pretty good. It was a pretty good song.
Yeah. You know what? Actually, I'm legitimately impressed. So hang on. I need to shout out to these guys. Matthew Cullen. Skinny Ghost, Hot Dog Salesman, good job writing a song that corresponds to the actual meter of the original song. Mm. Like, it's rare that someone writes new lyrics to a song and they match the meter of the original song. It's like super common that there's some crazy, like, janky.
And it's a team effort. We just made some comments in the thread.
There you go. All right, so we're on Vafai because I nailed those two rolls, and then we end the show. What are we doing here?
It's the 28th of January. You're on you're on your way to Oninsa to pick up Lauren DeSoto, who is a exemplar of the Purity Initiative. Exemplar is like a highfalutin title that they use. And he's waiting for like a legitimate pickup from a courier like service from a space transport to take him to Strophia so that he can meet with representatives of the new prophet. But you are there to pick him up and take him not there. You can take him back to Vinaya so that he can be having a different conversation with people who need to correct their behavior. So basically you're kidnapping this dude, or that's okay. The plan.
Does here sound like a good place to take our first break? Or
and exactly.
Still got 20.
I know.
23
I know.
Minutes. We're good.
I gotta get my dad jokes out of the way, then I'll get serious, and then play Alfarious the way he's meant.
No, I'm gonna start reading the Stormlight Archive up here. So just let me know.
Should just take 5 minutes. It's a children's book, basically.
Wait, did you buy it?
I'm reading the free thing on Amazon because that's how cheap I am. You get the free little pages, man. I checked that out.
Does it do the heartbeats?
This is the acknowledgments. I don't even think it gets to the book.
How many heartbeats?
Oh, no, it gets to the contents. God, there's a lot of contents in this book. What the fuck? All right. Yeah. Now I'm reading the prelude. Anyways.
Adam, what's up? And you'll find yourself looking at how long those chapters are to try to anticipate certain character stories being longer because you want more of it because you can't get a fucking enough.
Nice.
Let's play.
Nice.
Let's play.
Do it.
Next episode, sorry. Brian fucking Sanderson's just standing behind Wheat, whispering in his ear, hey, I know, and telling him handsome.
Like, I am changing the name of my character, actually.
Yeah.
We have decided that we are going a new direction.
Jesus Christ.
Brandon P. Annie Sanderson.
Yeah, Brandon P. Anderson.
Oh, God.
So, anyway... yeah, so the location you have to pick dude up is Suzaka City, which is one of the like bigger cities, not the like main capital on Oninsa. The ship itself has the fake transponder codes for the traffic authority, but you're still gonna have to like talk your way through customs and then actually go and pick the guy up and get him off the planet. But just as a reminder, like common knowledge in the sector about the Purity Initiative, they're the purity part refers to like human purity, so they don't like cyborgs, they don't like drugs, they don't like AIs or VIs. They're very like humans should be humans. They're undecided on the like psychic situation.
Yeah.
What happens if the fucking hippie vegans win, isn't it? Like in the distant future.
They're pretty militant hippie vegans. I don't know if they probably wouldn't eat genetically engineered food. So
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Organics.
But they took over the government when the royal family and Oninsa Libre were fighting initially. They were a movement that kind of rose up in the populace. There was like the royal family is letting us down. They took over the Senate and then helped oust the royal family, and now they're the official sort of government of the planet. So they kind of have like seized control. So you guys are about an hour out from the planet, and
can I take this moment to ask, like, or maybe we'll find out. I still have a bandage on my eye, right? Like, mm-hmm. I have no idea how this actually, like, will you be able to look at me and know that it's an eye, or will we have to wait to find out? Like,
I mean, no, it's pretty obviously like. Like, it has, like, a lens and a, like, iris and stuff, but it's obviously made out of, like, ceramic and metal and what have you. So if you just, like, are walking around and some purity dude sees you, they're going to be like, that's a cybernetic eyeball. Okay. They probably won't be doing that because they'd be like, look at that robot man over there.
Yeah, just stand next to Alpharius. You'll be fine.
It's like, it's in, but is it in my socket or is it?
Yeah. It's a replacement eyeball. Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
Oh, what happened to your other eye?
I can't wait to see the first fan art of it because I have no idea what it looks like. And
did you keep your organic eye or
no,
did
it was
you
a trade,
leave
it? It was a trade.
Oh, right. Yeah, it was a trade off. Yeah, of course. A trade up.
Right.
You know, that's how those salesmen get you. They give you really poor value for your trade-in. You should take the original to another dealership and then buy your new part from a different one.
So I have, but you gave me an idea about how long it was going to take to heal and how long I had to wear this bandage, right?
Yeah, like around now is probably like a safe time to start, like, you know, thinking about taking it off.
All right, well, maybe if I know the Purity Initiative is, like, not okay with this, I'll just leave my bandage on a little bit longer.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, maybe this is a conversation that y'all are having because you want to be prepared for when you go to the planet.
Right. So what the fuck are we doing? I still don't fucking know.
We're picking up a man... And we're bringing him back to Vinaya so he can have a friendly conversation with some other people.
Yep. Rajani wants him.
So would he just go in and grab him and come out? That's it?
Well, the ship's
the ship's all been retrofitted, just to remind you, the ship's been retrofitted so that the back of the ship, instead of just empty cargo, has been, like, remodeled to look like a passenger ship.
Yeah. And something, like, pretty high class, right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Like a private passenger thing, not like a cargo ship. Like, not like, you're not going to jam a bunch of colonists in there. It's, like, a rich person type of transport.
Shit, have we like, rented a bartender to, like, serve a mini bar in the back of our swan song? Could we?
I mean, I guess, yeah.
Yes. Wait, why are we doing this? What?
Mr. Higgins, it would really complete the illusion of the high-class passenger ship if we had a bartender in the back of our ship.
Why don't we just go steal the guy and go? What? Why do we need a bartender?
Because I don't understand why you're asking that question.
We're here to just pick up a body. We don't need a bartender.
This is the first sass from Eric. I like it. Fucking bag.
Real loud. I had a comment on it.
My mic sucks.
Or it's too good.
I'm gonna eat these fucking peanuts, though.
Tasty. I'm sorry. Help. We made it a passenger ship so that's like our convincing method of getting
the cargo. The cargo hold has been like subdivided into like an open area for general transit, a couple of like cordoned off side areas for sleeping. Like they've made the inside of the ship look like if you're on like a private jet, basically. But the cargo hold, like,
and the purpose of that was to convince him, or so that he just
it's so that if they come inside the ship and look around, you can be like, yeah, this is legit what we're doing.
Gotcha.
Not like,
gotcha.
Hey, we're here to pick up this guy, truncheon.
That's what
back.
I want to make sure. Okay. Yeah. I think Eric has a good idea.
Yeah. Okay. Well, just don't hire it. Just Pi. Where's Robot Pi?
Are we all in the mess hall? Area or something?
Sure. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Your ship's autopiloting its way to.
Does Pi walk in when I call for him? Or it?
I mean, they don't really have to. They're everywhere. So, yeah, like a light comes on.
Pi, bring your robot body over here. It's more important that the body is here. It's impactful.
Okay. All right. So the door opens after a couple of seconds, and Pi's
the second,
robot armature.
The door like in. The door like slides up real quick, and I just very dramatically just point and go, "That's the bartender." Just point to Pi.
Oh. Okay.
Pi, can you make some drinks?
One moment. Yes. Now I can.
Got us a bartender.
It's like every drink in the history of the universe.
Yeah, exactly.
It'd be common that like a VI would be a bartender. Yeah.
Does Eric look sad when you say that?
When you say what?
That Pi will be the bartender?
Yeah, like he doesn't really look sad. He just looks a little bit like, oh, okay.
Yeah. I think it's a good idea, actually.
You're damn right. It's a good idea, Eric.
Alfair's trying to say nothing, just nods, looking around.
So is there any other preparations we need to make? You can never be too prepared.
Do we need a hostess?
Pi, do you have another robot body on here that could be a hostess?
I've checked. There's only one female.
Alfair's the hostess. I'll host the fuck out of these people.
Piani, I don't know how to say this, but you're not pretty enough.
Oh, shit. No, Eric, I think Eric just goes, like, quietly, that's not true.
Look, I'll be in my wheelchair. They'd think nothing more of it. They'll be like this poor girl.
Piani, I don't know how to say this, but if someone in a wheelchair served me and was the hostess, I'd be confused as fuck.
Do not forget, she also only has one eye.
You also have... See? I didn't even realize this because I can't stand to look at you, but you got one eye, Piani. You can't be the hostess. Now, Alfarius could be the hostess.
I thought these people didn't like fucking cyborg shit. No offense. I didn't mean it like that.
Taken.
He nods.
All right, so how much does a hostess cost? I've never bought one of these things before.
I could be the hostess.
I think it's a good idea. I just kind of
start
back.
Tapping on the desk, like very quiet. And then I'm like, all right, yeah, okay. Eric can be the hostess.
Oh, boy.
Host away, Eric.
I just sort of like turn around and walk towards the door. Like, are we on the bridge or something? Is that where we are?
Yeah.
Or are we like back in the cargo hold that's been retrofitted?
No, I don't think you're in the hold.
Okay. Yeah, I like walk and turn towards the door. Hello. Welcome to the Swan Song. How are you today? Can I get you anything?
Our
bartender robot would like to serve you.
Can you?
If I gives you a robotic thumbs up.
We need a more neutral voice. Eric. One that
Hello?
Doesn't sound foreign.
My name is Eric.
No.
Foreign to where?
More neutral. Mister, we need a normal voice.
Look.
You be the fucking hostess then.
No, I don't have a normal voice. Do you see when I'm talking? It's not the only one. Shit, we don't have any normal voices on this fucking show.
I'm gonna go ahead and point out that in the whole sector, there's no such thing. So it's okay.
Well, what else do we need?
I think you should do it, Higgs.
Do
I
what?
Do. You should be the host.
No, Eric's the host.
Okay.
See, that was easy. What are me and Alfarius doing? And you got a stake. Can you just... You want to be security or something, Piani? Can you just do that? Just stay behind closed doors?
Well, you want me to monitor the ship?
Yes.
It seems to me like Piani could be the public face of our security, and Alfarius could be the real muscle backing us up in case anything went wrong. But, of course, we wouldn't want anybody to see him from the Purity Initiative.
We'll just stay in our rooms.
And
Alfarius, you can stay with me. We can monitor everything from my station.
And Alfarius is our pilot anyway.
How do
this
we get
sounds him? Completely acceptable.
Where do we put the man once we've got him and get everyone else off? How do we do that?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, is this guy expecting someone to pick him up and it's just going to be us?
Yeah.
Like, do we know if he has an entourage that's expecting to accompany him yet?
You don't know that. No, that okay. information was not given to you.
I don't know. Maybe we should find out.
Well, we're just taking people from point A to point B, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yes.
Then they'll fucking get off. And we'll have completed that, too. What's there to figure out?
Well, but we want to bring the guy and the guy only back to Rajani because she wants to have...
Well, I mean, whatever. Like, Rajani didn't say, like, don't bring anybody else. But, like,
right.
he's the only one they care about.
Look, okay. You know, Higgs or Eric, you're the host. You know, during the flight, once we're up in the air and we have him, we just take him to an area and we fucking incarcerate him. And then he can't go anywhere. And no one will know, and we'll let them out, and then we'll take her to Rajani.
Well, yes, but we don't know if his friends are expecting to travel with him, or if they were just expecting to deliver him to the ship. Maybe there's some information we need to find out.
We can figure that out once we get there, but we should talk about the plan for. Perhaps, you know, once he boards and who he boards with.
So we're going to get everyone on here and then figure out the plan? That's what you're saying?
Well, we can fucking speculate all day, can't we, Hicks? We could fucking say that there might be five people, what are we going to do then? That there might be one person, what are we going to do then? That there might be fucking 12 persons, what are we going to do then? But we could just wait and find out what we get and make the decision once we knew.
All right, that works for me. Eric, you need a better looking suit or something.
Oh, I have something.
Okay.
I run off to my room.
Okay.
I'm just sitting there, like, rolling my fingers on the...
As he runs off, Alferez kind of looks at everyone and says, Hidi Mupongo Missouri.
What'd you say?
He looks at you and says, this is a good plan.
Oh.
This is a good plan.
All right. Let's go, then.
Okay. So, you'll leave the room, I guess, except, like, Higgs, you're hanging out there because you're, you know, you're on the bridge, whatever, and you'll leave, and Pi is standing there next to you and looks over at you and can see that you're kind of, like, you know, waiting for everybody to leave and feeling a little, like, on edge, and Pi is like, Higgs, would you like an Alabama slammer? Would you like a fuzzy navel? How about a tequila sunrise? No? Nothing?
Perhaps a buttery nipple.
It makes... Higgs makes the quick, like, snap head movement towards him, but is in such awe that he can't even speak. He's just letting Pi rattle off drinks until he gets one. And he finally, whatever one he settles on, it's like the, I don't know, 30th or 40th name. And he's just like, I'll take one of those.
An ASIN surprise.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. So I guess you get to Oninsen airspace. Airspace, like, basically. And
space.
When you do, you get, you start getting the usual, like, comms chatter from the local, like, planetary authority that any kind of spacefaring planet has. So they're like, basically letting you know that the Purity Initiative government is in control. If you haven't been to Oninsen, sometimes there have been several changes to the customs procedure. And it starts to list, like, contraband. And the contraband list is really long. There's a lot of stuff on it. Things that are not allowed on the planet any longer. As well, you'll be subjected to safety protocols, both upon approach and in all cargo-like facilities on the planet. So when you land, you have to wait for a scanning team to come and walk you through the safety protocols. So as you are approaching, the comms board lights up with a direct...
What's the list? Is the list of contraband have anything on it that we should be concerned about?
Yeah, probably.
Well, we should probably take a look at that.
Yeah.
Maybe. Do you know big giant robots that can talk are legal here? You've got one, two of them practically.
So
what's on this list?
Contraband, on this planet is any modification, any cybernetic modification. Like, they give you a complete list, but it also ends the list with new items are being added to this list daily. Please check whatever for the most up-to-date list. Basically, any like drugs, and not just like illegal drugs, but any kind of like medicine needs to be examined to determine whether or not it's contraband. They call them, like, you know, class B substances. nothing about the actual, there's nothing about the ship itself. Weapons are fine. You know, like, that kind of stuff. But then the obvious stuff on top of that. So, like, you know, biological weapons and, like,
blue fever.
Well, blue fever falls under the substance, B-list substances.
We basically, myself and Alferius are contraband, basically.
Technically contraband, yeah.
So now it says there is to enter, or can it be on the ship?
So there's a secondary like protocol for, like, if you are a cybernetically modified individual who would like to apply for a special visa, here's the process you have to go through, like interviews, and you're supposed to report to, like, a purity control center for processing.
So what if we just chose to stay on the ship?
If you're on the ship and you're on the planet, then you're on Oninsa, and it all flies. The ship isn't like extraterritorial.
Wow.
Yeah.
So we need to apply for a visa.
Yeah, I mean, you can go through the process of like going to the purity control center.
Well, I would pose it to the crew, but I kind of feel like maybe trying to hide that shit would be a bad idea unless we figure like we could actually stow ourselves away somehow.
Jeff? Yeah, like, is there any way to slip them through, like, the border? I mean, I guess we don't know a whole lot about it. Does anybody have, like, Culture Oninsa or anything?
Well, does Alpharius have to breathe?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to put you outside the ship. I hope you're okay with that.
The thought had crossed my mind. I'm just saying. I'm running all the angles. That's all I'm doing.
Yeah, I don't know. Culture traveler, culture spacer, I don't know.
I mean, you can make a spacer or traveler culture check if you want.
I don't have it. I guess Eric is kind of sitting there being like...
culture criminal for smuggling stuff onto and off of planets. Like,
I've
got zero in both.
Yeah. I'll roll that criminal.
Okay.
I guess I should probably be in... Not in mirror shades.
Wait, what? What's the attribute tied to that?
In this case, intelligence.
9.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, there's always roots, especially with a developing government, right? You know, you have some connections to, a rebel organization on the planet that might be able to help you, get on and off the planet illegally.
Did we make contact with the people that gave us, this is the planet where we got Howard, right?
That was a different planet. Yeah, no, this is the planet where you guys were here a long ass time ago.
Oh, is this where helping... Jeff with the crazy people where riots were going on? And I had to talk to the fucking tech support?
Yeah.
Outside the bar? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Do I remember the person's name from tech support?
Well, that was something else. But yeah, like you guys have like a contact number. It's old now. But for Oninsa Libre, they're the like freedom fighters that are trying to take the planet back. They're not doing great right now, but they're still around.
They would probably be pretty willing to help us smuggle stuff in if they had the extra resources.
Well, I rolled a 9, so do they?
Well, that's a different roll. If you want to roll to like. Have someone here help you that'll help you out. Yeah, totally. You can make a culture criminal roll for that.
I will do that.
Okay.
And assisted. 11.
God damn. Okay. Yeah. So you dig through your records and you find a contact number that one of the Oninsa Libre people gave you before you left for helping them out. And you can call it on your way to the planet before you go into the customs process if you want.
Okay. Well, let's take a break and then I'll just call when we get back because it's for an hour. So can't wait to read the salty comments. I think we stopped at 34 minutes, something like that.
Nice.
We didn't give them a heads up.
So salty.
Didn't give them a heads up though.
So, delicious.
There we go. I am Segatron, you are correct. We'll take this quick break. We'll come back and go into hour 2 of Roleplay Swan Song. So don't go anywhere. More roleplay action after this. We'll see you guys then.